You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and we just thank God for Pastor Paul Exposito and the WWBC 100.7 FM radio station. Thank God for the opportunity to share the goodness of the Lord and to encourage the body of Christ and those that are listening by divine appointment that would come to know Jesus. So today, let me give a shout out to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, fantastic leadership at VIP. We invite you to join us at one of our weekly services, Tuesday nights at 7:30, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. You're welcome to join us and come and encounter Jesus with us at Victory International Praise Ministries. Let me just say a quick word of prayer, and then let's just begin looking at the Psalms for encouragement today. Father, thank you so much that in everything you are good. You are God. You are faithful, holy, righteous, sufficient, Lord of lords and King of kings. And so today, as we do the Kingdom Sound broadcast, Father, I pray that you strengthen the hearts of the people that would listen and tune in, that the people would receive encouragement, Father, that we would bind the word of the Lord to our heart and mind, that we would realize that we truly can do everything that you say within the book, the 66 books of the Bible. So we bless your name for giving us fortitude today, for giving us stamina, for giving us energy, for giving us strength, for reviving your people once again. We bless you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm excited once again to be with you on the air, thanking God for his goodness. And today I just wanted to look at the Psalms. Sometimes we encounter bouts and trials and weariness, but I wanted to remind everyone today, including myself, of the faithfulness of God, of how we can go into the psalm and we can read the word of God, and how it is kind of like sitting beside the water. And I don't know about you, but I love to sit beside moving water and just be refreshed, doing nothing but watching the waves, if it's waves, or the rippling, if it's a river. And so to me, the psalm of the Lord is like that, where we can just flip to almost any psalm in the Bible and just be encouraged and be strengthened from the word of God. We need that. And that's why God has given us the word, to be a source of strength for us, you know, to be a source of encouragement to us, to be a source of we be fortified. You know, we realize that this word is not fiction. The word of God is not fiction. The word of God is not a fairy tale, but the word of God is powerful. It's mighty. And God means every word that he has spoken and declared to you and I. So today I just want to start first with Psalm 30. I have about three passages in the book of Psalm that I would love to get to, and we'll see with the help of the Lord how far we're able to accomplish today. But we're going to look at Psalm 30 really quick. It says, I will extol or exalt you, O Lord. Already I feel better. I will extol or exalt you, O Lord, for thou have lifted me up. You've not made my foes to rejoice over me. This is so important sometimes as we encounter the trials of life, the burdens of life, losses in life, setbacks in life. Just extolling or exalting the Lord, just hallowing his name and blessing him, is already the start to turn around in our lives. So we're looking at the encouragement of the Psalms to give us refreshing, to give us encouragement, to give us, you know, remind us to fortify ourselves with the Word of God. So we will exalt the Lord. We will extol him. That's the beginning of my turnaround right there, aligning myself and my words with God, because the word of the Lord is true and is established forever. You have lifted me up. You've rescued me. I was going through something and Jesus alone rescued me, lifted me up. He did not allow my enemies, my foes, to rejoice over me. My enemies cannot triumph over me. When I align, submit, and walk in obedience with God, this is encouragement today. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. We've got to remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. But when I submit to the Father, I submit to the Lordship of Jesus, I align myself with God. I align myself with his word. I permit and allow the mind of Christ to be in me. I bind the will of God. I bind the word of God to my life. Then I know that some way, somehow, my victory is assured in the Lord. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to be more than a conqueror in this matter, no matter what it looks like. So no matter what, I'm going to be victorious. No matter what, I'm going to be a conqueror. No matter what, I'm going to come through, because I'm in allegiance and aligned with God. I'm in obedience to his will. Verse number 2, we're in Psalm 30 this morning. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Lord, I cried unto you for help, and you have healed me. You've restored me. I cried unto you for help. I want to say this, praise God, let us not suffer in silence, but let us make it a number one priority to cry to the Lord for help, to ask him for what you need. Are you suffering in silence and therefore not inviting God into your situation and circumstance and asking for his help? How many times do we choose to suffer in silence and neglect to ask God for his help? How many times do we neglect to invite God into the problem, invite God to the party, invite the Holy Spirit of God into that situation? Why? We rely and depend and need the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. He brings things to our remembrance. He leads us in the paths that we should go. We must ask God for help. It's very simple, but so many times when we have an I got it mindset, we will neglect to ask God and for help. And once we ask him for help and God leads and directs our steps, we're like, oh, I wish I'd invited you earlier. I wish I cried out earlier. So I want to encourage you today. Ask God for help. The psalmist is telling us, oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to thee. I asked you for help and you healed me. You restored me. And that's what we need. It's very simple, but sometimes it's the simple things that we neglect the most. The easiest things are the things that we neglect the most. Oh, Lord, you have brought up my soul from the grave. You have kept me alive. You kept me from falling down into the pit of death. Oh, Lord, he would not allow me to fall into the pit. He kept me alive. He sustained me. I got to tell you, can't nobody sustain you like Jesus. Can't nobody keep you like Jesus. Can't nobody make a way like Jesus. Just when it looked like you're going to stumble and go down into the pit instead of death, the Lord reaches out his hand and he pulls you up. And if necessary, he'll snatch you up, but he will undergird you and he will keep you. He's a keeper today. Praise the Lord. Verse number 4, Psalms 30 is where we're starting today. Sing unto the Lord. Sing, O saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Sing unto the Lord and praise his holy name. There's something about making melody and making song in your heart to the Lord. What a comfort it is. And I feel that one thing about song is meditation put to music. And so a lot of times when we sing the word of the Lord. We sing songs that are based upon the word. So we're meditating as we sing on God and not on the issue, not on the problem, and not especially on ourselves. When we meditate on the Lord, the scripture tells us to meditate on his word day and night. So singing songs that are Bible-based songs is a way that we can meditate on the promises of God. We can meditate upon his word, and it strengthens us because it takes the focus off of me. It takes the focus off of you. I of myself, you of yourself, we can't do anything. We are dependent upon the Lord. And so the more that we communicate that dependence, the more that we put into the atmosphere the word of the Lord, into our minds and hearts, the word of the Lord, that gives God avenue to come through for us, to come through in our lives. Why? Because our trust is in him. Ultimately, our trust must be in God. It must be in the word of God. We must stand on and know that he is I am that I am. The unfailing I am. We must know our God and who he is, and that he is exactly who he said he is, and that he will do exactly what he said he would do. Nothing less than what he has promised. So reassurance, singing psalms, sometimes it just makes our heart glad in the process. It lifts the burden. It lifts the heavy load. We make songs and melodies to the Lord. And before long, we sense the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, and we are encouraged. We are strengthened. We are, energized. So God uses songs to be a blessing to us. Verse number 5. For his anger lasts but a moment. His anger endures but a moment. And his favor is life. His favor lasts a lifetime. There is nothing better than the favor of God. It's the answer to everything. God, give us favor today. As we read through Psalm 30, God, give us favor today. The favor of God outweighs almost everything in life. If I would have the favor of God, it lasts a lifetime. Thank you for favor today. Psalms number 5 continues. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may last for a night. But I love this conjunction right here. Joy comes in the morning. I want to say and encourage somebody today to say your morning is here. Your morning is right around the corner. Yes, you've had to endure. Yes, you've had to pull on God and pull on his presence and pray for his help and pray for him to keep your sanity, to keep your mind, to strengthen you, to carry you in some places. But I want to say, be encouraged on today. Be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged in the word of the Lord. while weeping lasted, endured for a night season. But it can't stay always, because the word of the Lord declares to you and I, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes, has come in the morning. It is morning. Morning follows every night. So morning is on the way. Morning is coming. Morning, it is promised to you and I. Morning must come. Morning must come. The brighter day must come. It's coming. Don't give up hope. Don't be discouraged. Trust in the Lord and wait patiently on Him. Your morning, my morning, is coming. And I want to say it's coming sooner than you think, sooner than you realize. Verse number 6. In my prosperity, when I was prosperous, I said, oh, I shall not be moved. So I said, when I was prosperous, can't nothing stop me now. In a prosperous state, nothing can stop me. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we have our confidence in our present situation. We'll have our confidence in how it looks in the natural. We'll have our confidence in the things of the world, the things of the earth. But our confidence must be placed in the Lord, must be placed in His mighty power, must be placed in our God and who He is, must be placed in His sovereignty, His majesty, His splendor, His lordship, His power. It must be placed in Him. Verse number 7, Lord, but Thou favor, Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou did hide Your face, and I was troubled. For a moment, sometimes it seems as if God hides His face, right? Oh God, we can't sense Him, we can't see Him, we can't feel Him. He hides His face and gives us an opportunity to grow in trust. He hides His face not because He doesn't love us, but He hides His face. He gives us an opportunity to grow in trust. He gives us an opportunity. We need growth moments. We need opportunities to grow. We need opportunities for our faith to be tested. We need opportunities for us to see what we're really made of, for us to learn about ourselves, for us to learn where we really are. Sometimes we think one thing, and these moments, they're for our making, they're for our good, and even in them, there are lessons that we can learn and take on the journey, our walk with the Lord, and grow thereby. It's not out of meanness, it's not out of a wrong heart that God allows situations and circumstances in our life, but it is all about causing us to be more fruitful and draw even closer to Him, more dependent upon Him. So embrace what the Father's hand has filtered and allowed in our lives today. We embrace it with the strength of the Lord. We embrace it with God. We don't have to, even in hard place and trial, we don't have to go through that alone. God would not ever leave us, He says, nor forsake us. So He is with us even when it's like we do a child, a baby, if they can't see us. And there you will see them looking for you, and then after a while they get a little flustered, and after a while they might cry. You haven't left them, you're observing them. They can't see that you're right there, observing them, watching their movement, watching what they do, safely within an arm's reach. You're right there. And sometimes God is doing that same parental thing with us, watching His child, watching out for His children, an arm's reach away, a heart's cry away, but He is very present help in the time, in our time of trouble. We have to remind ourselves today of the Word of God and let the Word strengthen you. Amen. So we're looking at verse 8. We're still in Psalm 30. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. I cried out to the Lord. I begged and said, God, have mercy in this matter. God, have mercy in this situation. I let my needs and requests be known unto God, but I didn't keep my mouth closed in fear. I didn't keep my mouth closed in pride, but I opened my mouth and I cried out, Jesus, help in this matter. Jesus, help in the situation. It reminds me of the blind man, blind Bartimaeus, that cried out even the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We've got to open up our mouths. The power is in your mouth. The power of death and life is in the power of the tongue. We've got to open up our mouths. We've got to know when this is a good time to cry out to God. Sometimes we don't recognize, you know, because if we're leaning to the arm of our flesh, we're leaning to the arm of someone else's flesh. Sometimes we run and we lean to everyone else but God. But God, make us sensitive. Help us to know when it's a good time to cry out to the Lord. It's good to be dependent upon God. I have children and they tell me sometimes adulting is hard. And they'll tell their little cousins, stay as long as you can. Stay a child as long as you can. Because it's good to be a dependent. God carries us. We're his dependent. He carries us. Just like we carry our children either on our car insurance or life insurance or different things, we carry them on our cell phone plans. God is carrying me because I'm his dependent. So I'm not responsible. He's responsible for me. He's responsible for my needs. He's responsible for making sure I'm well cared for, like Psalms 23 tells us. He's responsible for me. So it's good to be a dependent. And as a dependent, you can cry out for help. We talked about it. Cry out for help. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to our God. He is a very present help in our time of trouble. Verse 9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare your truth? Oh, what will you gain if I die, if I sink to the grave? Can my dust praise you? Can my dust tell of your faithfulness? The psalmist is asking the Lord some questions. Sometimes when we go through stuff, my God, we got a whole bunch of questions for God, don't we? We have a whole bunch of questions. God, why this? God, why that? God, this. God, that. But you know what? The whole thing is a setup to draw you closer to God, to draw you closer in walking in obedience, to prune your life that you will become more fruitful for God. God has a plan. Trust the plan. Trust God. He has not left you. He has not forsaken you. He tells us in Jeremiah 29 that he knows the thoughts and the plans he has for us. You didn't know it was all a part of his plan. But hello, I hope you got the memo today. This is only a part of God's plan for the assignment and the call on your life. He's making you, he's making me more fruitful. Embrace the plan. Embrace the Lord. Embrace the word. Continue to trust in God. Verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Help me, God. This psalm is full of asking God for help. Do not neglect the simplicity of opening your mouth and asking God for help. We need your help today. And I thank God that he's given us through the Holy Spirit a helper, a comforter. We can be assured that God is our help. Verse 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Breakthrough is here. Breakthrough is here. God has turned the mourning. We talked about the night season. We talked about that morning comes after the night. Be assured that morning is coming. You're going to see the light of day. God has turned my mourning, M-O-U-R-N, into dancing. There is rejoicing coming. He's turned the mourning into joyful dancing. You have put off my sackcloth. I'm putting away my sackcloth. I'm putting away my mourning. I'm folding that up and putting that away. I'm coming out of that season. And I'm girding myself with joy. You've clothed me with the garment of praise. You've clothed me, given me the oil of joy. Hallelujah. Verse 12, to the end of my glory, may I sing praise to you. May I sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. I will give thanks to you. I will not be silent. Today I pray that you will not be silent. Open your mouth and get what you need in God. Open your mouth and ask for his help. Open your mouth and sing praises to him. Open your mouth and rejoice. Open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord over your life. Open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord over your situation. I pray that you are stirred today. I pray today that you take action. I pray today that you open your mouth and bless the Lord. Call upon him. He is your very present help. He is near to you. Call upon and invite the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God, into your matter, into your situation. Saints of God, God bless you today. My time is up, but I pray that Psalm 30 has been a source of encouragement to you today. Remember, we're Victory International Praise. This is Kingdom Sounds. We're found here each weekday at 6 p.m. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street. You're welcome to join our service times Tuesday night at 7:30 or Sunday morning at 11. God bless you and keep you. May you walk in victory today. May you declare the word of the Lord for your life. God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew today, where in chapter 12, Jesus issues a stern warning against the Pharisees, saying any blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Jesus even says the one who commits such a sin can't be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Now, John, that's pretty serious stuff. What exactly does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
Well, this is a historical issue, Denny. In the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his incarnation, he submitted himself to the will of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit.